Okay, Sarah, how long have you been in Japan?
I've been in Japan for 2 months. Okay. I came in April.
Okay, again, when did you come to Japan?
2 months ago.
Okay, and what do you think about Japan?
It's a very interesting country. I expected a very big culture shock when I first came here because I've never been to Asia. I've always taught in Europe. And I'd been to America, but they were all places that weren't particularly different from England, like Japan. But I didn't have any culture shock, and I don't know if it's just because I was in an environment with other English-speaking people,
yeah.
And I'm in a company where it's very secure and safe,
yeah.
So there was no need to have that kind of shock. But I think that the differences here are just unbelievable. It's very difficult to explain it to somebody who's never been to Japan before, so talking on the phone about being here, talking to someone back in England, it's very difficult to explain to them how different it is here.
Yeah. What do you think about the food?
I like the food because I like fish, so I was lucky. So the food, I've tried some different things, tried mm-hmm. to be adventurous. Okay. Yeah.
And the people?
The people are nice, very nice. At first, quite difficult to, when teaching, very, very different from teaching Europeans, particularly the Austrian people, from my experience, are very loud and forthcoming. And at first they were very, very quiet, and we've seen quite a difference now they've got to know us, that they've opened up quite a lot and it's easier. But generally I find the people very, very kind in the streets. When we meet people, they're always very helpful, very kind.
Yeah, I think Japanese people are, that's one of their best traits.
Mm.
They're very, very sweet. Okay, what do you think about the weather?
Yeah, very changeable. I was quite surprised. Most people think that in England the weather is very, very bad, but here the rain is just unbelievable. I've never seen rain like this before.
Yeah.
It's just very, very changeable, and it can be very hot 1 minute, and then the next day it's quite cold.
And now here it's very loud. You live by the train tracks.
Mm.
What do you think of the trains?
The service, or?
Or just overall, like, do you like the trains? Do you like living by the trains?
I'm not sure. I don't think about living by the trains, but I think the trains are they're always on time, always very frequent, very good service, but I have never seen so many people get on a train before.
Yeah, they are very crowded.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Sarah.